Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Joining us at this time on the Big Fred Tuesday from Slovenia, it's director Rok Bicek. Rok, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you for inviting me.
It's a real pleasure. We're going to be talking about Penalty Shot. This is your new short film screening at Locarno this year. Now, is it true that it's based on a novel?
Yes, it's based on one chapter from the novel Dark Mother Earth that was written by Christian Novak, Croatian writer, and the novel was published by Amazon Crossing and translated into many languages, and actually it's a local bestseller in the Balkan region. Actually, Dark Mother Earth will be my next feature film.
You're right, because this short is connected to the feature film. Yeah.
Yes. So the Penalty Shot is in a way a introduction or a starting point for our research for this feature film, and we tested the young actors because two 9-year-old boys will have the main role in the feature film, and they had the main role also in the short, in the Penalty Shot. So it could be quite risky not to test them before, but I think that they both guys made a great job and they passed the exam. So I'm looking forward to do the feature hopefully next year.
But what is the novel about, and why did you decide to kind of work in an adaptation of it?
The story is of a grown-up man who embarks on a quest for his forgotten memory to find out the painful truth about his past, his family, and the village he grew up in. And it's the story in the past is taking place in the late 80s in a village in Yugoslavia. So it's the period just before the war, and
the war in Yugoslavia.
But it has nothing to do with the war. It's just the atmosphere in the country and among the
rising
people.
Hostility. Yeah.
Yes. So, and this aggressive atmosphere can be felt also in the Penalty Shot.
Right.
So that's why I thought that this is a good scene from the novel to use it for the short, because it has this atmosphere that we will deal in the feature film.
Yeah.
Well.
And just for those who haven't seen it, I feel like I should say the film kind of revolves around, you know, it starts off, there's two kids who are playing in a field, kind of an isolated field. Then a couple of older boys come over and begin to kind of, at first, it seems like they're just playing and being playful with them. But then as the film progresses, you realize that it's a lot more intense than that. I won't give too much away beyond that. But just to make sure that we understand. So this is kind of the introduction to the feature film that will be released at a later stage that you're currently developing.
Yes. It's introduction, and right now we are in the middle of the financing. We already got support from Croatian Film Center, Media, Austrian Film Institute. Now we're waiting for the support from my country, from Slovenia, and I hope that they will join the project and support us.
Yeah.
And still we have space for one or two strong countries, because the overall budget will be 2.5 million euros, which is nothing special for strong countries, but for our region this is quite a big budget.
Yeah. Also, for me personally, it's a huge budget.
I can imagine. Yeah,
that's more than I've made in a lifetime. But anyways, is this a tactic that you've used before to kind of make a short film as a way to show possible to kind of raise awareness and possibly funds for a feature film?
No, actually, my first feature was released in Venice in 2013, Class Enemy, and we made it only with support of one country, of Slovenia. And we didn't do anything similar. And actually, in this case of Penalty Shot, the first reason is to make this film is because I wanted to test myself and young actors how we can collaborate together. And then, of course, the consequence is that we have, I think, a nice film that can serve as a proof of concept, and it can help us to close the financing.
So, as far as I understand it, from what you've said, this is a film that kind of also revisits the past. Is this something that interests you as a filmmaker?
Not only as a filmmaker, also privately, because the interesting thing is that there are some things that you cannot bury so deep in your from your past that it doesn't come to the surface eventually. And I think that all of us have a lot of suppressed memories, suppressed emotions that we are not aware of. And these are affecting our lives more than we can imagine. So it's good to confront with those things from the past and start to live from this point on. But that's more difficult to do than it is easy to say, actually.
But isn't it also like a little bit frightening?
Definitely. But you have to move from your comfort zone if you want to do any progress in your life. Don't you agree?
I do, because I believe that you have to confront the demons in your past to progress and to evolve. Actually, I wanted to go back to your previous features, because it was in 2013 that you released to the world Class Enemy. After that, you released a film that was a documentary, right? The Family.
Yeah, The Family was released in 2017, and it was premiered in Locarno Critics Week.
Which I believe took about like 10 years to make, right? So it was like, it was two different, very different projects in nature.
That's correct, yeah. The Family was observational documentary that I was making in a span of 10 years. It started as a student film at film school, and then it became something much bigger. Yeah. I was following a young boy who lived in a family where his parents and his older brother were all mentally challenged, and he was in a way responsible for... He was the head of the family since he was aware of himself.
Yeah. I'm interested in the fact that it took a really long time to make, really, and it was such a commitment. And then when I look at your other films, including this short too, they all seem to be kind of using different approaches, and they take different amount of length of time. And so I just wanted to ask you, do you feel like you are flexible in your approach to filmmaking in that sense? Like, it doesn't really matter how you get it to all come together, as long as it all serves the purpose of making that film come together.
You just make the perfect answer to your question. I mean, you have to do whatever it takes to get a good result, the best result. And I learned in the process of my filmmaking that you have to be open to everything that comes. Everything that comes towards you. So it's dangerous that you have very fixed ideas what should be and what shouldn't be, because sometimes the life can be way more inventive and interesting than your imagination can be. So the most important thing is that you recognize this and use this in your film.
Do you also feel like you'd be concerned to be cornered into a specific style, like restricted into a specific style?
I believe that the audience that is familiar with my previous work can drag some similarity between my films. I can say that they are not happy films, or that they are more dramas or darker than some other films. So in a way, I got this label already in Slovenia that I'm doing these heavy dramas. But otherwise, I agree with you that each of my films is totally different from the other.
Do you ever ask yourself where that darkness comes from?
Not really, but my friends are asking me, and my parents, they are often asking me what happened with me in my childhood, that I have such a dark stories in my films. But in a way, I don't have an answer, and maybe with the dark Mother Earth, I will come to the answer. I don't know, because for example, the short, the penalty shot, is in a way connected with the experiences that I and the writer of the novel, Christian Novak, had. We both took part in similar events on and around football fields, because you have to be aware that relationship formed on that patch of grass, which is in a way a microcosmos in itself, that shaped the childhood years of many of us. And because the roles played out on this stage are quite important when you're a kid. And the interesting thing is that those roles never change. The only changes in the sight of the performers, because as we grew up, we just switched from one side to another. When we were younger, we were the targets and or the prey, and later on, when we grew up, we were the predators. We were just doing the same things that older boys were doing to us when we were younger.
A repeated pattern.
Repeated pattern, yeah. Yeah. In a way, this was initiation to become part of the group. And then was just the question, What was the price that you were willing to pay to become a member of the club?
This reminds me of an observation that David Cronenberg once made, that playing is a serious thing for kids or young people, because that's where they really begin to understand the world and shape their own personalities.
Yeah, yeah. I cannot agree more with this.
From a filmmaking standpoint, then, building such a tension as you do in Penalty Shot, is that difficult when you are in a restricted kind of location? You're only on this pitch, basically, for the duration of the film.
Actually, I think that this helped us because we could focus only on the building the atmosphere among the actors, and the most demanding part was actually how to work with young actors. And because I'm interested in blurring the line between the actor's interpretation and the real emotion that is hiding somewhere deep inside the actor. So I had a great help from the parents of both young boys, who were in a way serving as acting coaches, because during the rehearsal process with the actors, we detected together some suppressed emotions from their life, which we later used to elicit the right response at the right time. So in a way that was similar to Stanislavski's system, but it was adapted for young boys without any acting experiences.
Is that something that you want to move away from, like the what is perceived as traditional theatrical acting in your cinema? It doesn't really serve a purpose in what you try to do.
No, that's why I also work a lot with non-professional actors. So the penalty shot, in Penalty Shot, there are no professional actors. And for example, in Class Enemy, I worked, there were only four professional actors who were in roles of professors in high school, and all the students were real students without any acting experiences, and even role of their parents were casted by the real parents of those kids. So,
gotcha. Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing revolutionary in filmmaking, but I feel quite comfortable with working with this profile of actors.
And then, is that something that you in a way tried to do with The Family, which was a documentary?
Definitely, but there I was not directing them at all. Because the biggest privilege was that this was observational documentary, and the moments, situations in the real life of the protagonists were so intense that there was always a drama already without any of my intervention. My only task was to shot this as best as possible. And then later in the editing, I was switching my mind to the mode of doing a fiction film. So I was treating the material like I'm doing a fiction. In that sense,
Do you think you'll ever return to the documentary form?
I actually already have one interesting story for the documentary on my table. And since it's a long process with this story, with this documentary, I will probably do it parallel with the feature Dark Mother Earth. It's always good to have something in parallel, so you can switch to something else in between, just to get some distance for the other project and vice versa. So
yeah,
you're always in fresh and in a good shape.
Yeah, and productive.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it sounds really interesting, Rock, and we'll be looking forward to seeing all of these different projects that you got coming up. But in the meantime, I wish you all the best with the screening in Locarno for Penalty Shot. And thank you very much for joining us and talking with us about it.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.